Hello, my name is Amin Parker. In this voice recording, I'm going to talk about Japan. It was stupid cold. And I don't mean like, oh, I need a sweater type of cold. I mean, it was, holy crap, they're the mammoth in my backyard type of cold. Japan was connected to the mainland of Asia by land bridges that formed when the sea level dropped during the ice ages. That's how the first humans got there, around 35,000 BC or so. They were Stone Age hunters who followed the herd of big animals like elephants and deers. They used stone-tipped weapons to take out those animals so that they could have something to eat for survival. They didn't have pottery or farming or writings or anything like that. They just lived in small groups and tried not to freeze or to get eaten up by saber-toothed tigers. They made some pretty cool tools like blades and axes from stone. They also carved some bone and ivory into ornaments and maybe even musical instruments. The Japanese Paleolithic period lasted until about 14,000 BC when the Ice Age ended and the sea level rose again. Japan became an island cut off from the rest of the world. The climate got warmer and wetter, and the animals got smaller and cuter. The people had to adapt to their new environment and develop a new culture called Jomon, which means cord marked, because they made pottery with patterns from twisted cords. And that's another story for another time. For now, just remember that Japan was once a land of ice and fire, where the humans lived among giants and faced the harsh realities of nature every day. My name is Amin Parker, and I'm happy to bring this story to you. Until the next message, have a nice day.